Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September 29th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny at 669 and a half, December wheat down 7 cents at 896 and a quarter, and November beans up 2 cents at 1410 and three quarters. The beans were supported a little bit here by the export sales this morning, 1 million metric tons, 550 of it to China. That caught people's attention, and traders were buying some beans and selling some wheat. The other export numbers were weak, 279 for the wheat and 512 for the corn, actually 672 combined, but still a pretty low number. The average guess for tomorrow's reports are a corn stock at 1497. That's 262 million more than a year ago. 247 on the beans, that's down 10 million from a year ago. And, 1795 on the wheat, that's up 21 million from a year ago. The average guess on production is 1.784 billion bushels. That's 1.4 million bushels above last year. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here, but these reports generally can be a surprise, so we have to be cognizant of that. What else do we have here? Traders are worried about ethanol demand being lower. We've seen lower production numbers and less demand. That's a little bit concerning out here. But it's really going to be about the outside markets and about the reports tomorrow. Right now, the Dow is down 638. It's 50 off its lows. We've been back under 28,000, but we didn't take out the low from 2 days ago. But still a pretty poor close, depending on where we actually close it in an hour. The crude oil closed $1.70 off its highs, down 92 cents. That kind of weighed on the grains a little bit late. Most of that break was late in the day as the Dow gave it up. So, you know, I think tomorrow, like I said, it's going to be about where the outside markets are, what the reports are. But I don't see anything particularly friendly here long term. I think the pros, because we're in a hedging environment with harvest, that they're going to be very willing to sell a knee-jerk reaction higher in corn and beans. I really don't think there's going to be too much buying on a knee-jerk down. Not as we're, you know, heading into, you know, some heavy harvest over the next 3 to 4 weeks. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.